It's the LightFiles.com exclusive interview with MC8 of the Beastie Boys. What's going on, man? Yes, today is the first day of summer.
Oh, is it? I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's June 20th. So what's been going on, man? You have a new project coming out, new film project?
Yeah, I just finished a documentary about the top high school basketball players in the country.
Okay.
They're called Gunning for That Number One Spot.
Oh, okay.
Comes out June 27th, the day after the NBA draft. That's on Friday, June 27th.
So how'd you get involved? What made you come up with this project and this movie?
Well, I was organizing an all-star team up at the Rucker in Harlem. And basically he was bringing in the top players from around the country, the top high school players from around the country. And he's a guy that I play ball with, you know, the guy that comes to my Tuesday night games. So we were hanging out, you know, one Tuesday night. The summer of 06, and he's telling me about this all-star game that he's putting together, and he was asking me for advice on how to document the game, and I was throwing out ideas about how to document it, you know, that it would be cool to do profiles on some of the players.
Okay.
The more that I was throwing out ideas, the more it seemed like it would just make a really cool documentary,
okay.
Like a full feature documentary film.
So what players are going to be featured on this movie?
Well, these guys are actually, a bunch of them have made themselves eligible for the draft. Because when we shot it was in 06.
Okay.
They were still in high school. But now Michael Beasley, Kevin Love, Jared Bayless, Dante Green, these guys are some of the guys that we featured in the film. And people are saying Beasley may be the number one draft pick. So it's kind of exciting that this is all gone down now.
Yeah, Mike Beasley is a beast. Who do you think is going to go number one?
I don't know. I'd love to see, you know, I mean, personally, I'd love to see Beasley go number six because I'd love to see him wind up in New York. But,
wow.
But I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, maybe I don't know. Yeah, I mean, people are saying either Beasley or Derrick Rose will go first.
Right. So June 27th, right?
Yeah, comes out June 27th.
And when can people see the movie at?
It's playing up in New York at Magic Johnson Theater on 125th Street.
Cool.
It's at 42nd Street at the AMC on 42nd and 8th Avenue. And downtown, it's at 11th Street and 3rd Avenue, and below 11th Street and 3rd.
Oh, so y'all, it's going to be a couple of places in New York.
Yeah. Are you just in New York, or are you...
All over. We have fans all over the world, man. All over, sir.
So if people want to scope the other theaters, you can look at gunninmovie.com, G-U-N-N-I-N movie.com, and it lists all the theaters that it's coming out in.
Cool. Let's talk about the Beastie Boys. What's going on with y'all? Y'all coming out with another album anytime soon or what?
Yeah, we're recording now.
Oh, yeah?
We're in the middle of recording.
Oh, all right. So do you guys have a future date, anything single coming out soon?
Probably. I mean, we're still kind of just getting going on it, so probably early part of next year it'll come out, something like that, beginning of 08.
That's cool. What do you think about the rap game now? You know, you guys started out fight for your right to party, and everything was just about having fun, girls, and nowadays it's about beef and who has the hottest car and the flyest.
Well, there was always beef in hip hop from back in the day with Kumo D and Dizzy D and LL and Kumo D. Everybody else, everybody and their grandmother and Kumo D, I don't know. There was always beef in the hip-hop game from back in the earliest days.
But it wasn't as serious, though. It seems like it's so...
No, I mean, yeah, definitely people weren't shooting each other. People were just goofy. People were clowning each other, you know?
Right. What do you think about it? Do you think that it's going to stop, or how do you think it could change, you know, for the best?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, just... You know, people shooting each other in general is just crazy, hip-hop or otherwise.
What do you think about Lil Wayne? You know, people are saying that selling records no more is no good. Everybody's downloading. What do you think about Lil Wayne selling 1 million his first week?
That's amazing. I didn't even know that. that, but you know, that's great.
Yeah, he's doing well. You know, shout out to Universal. What are you listening to right now? What are you playing in your car?
I still listen to a lot of old stuff. I mean, like I definitely enjoy listening to to Jay-Z and Nas and Biggie and like, you know.
Right. Yeah, it seems like the old is better than the new, right?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to say the old is better than the new. I'm just going to say that's where, you know, where my ears are drawn to right now. But you know, you never know. Maybe I'll come around to it at some point, or maybe, you know, it just depends, you know, what mood you're in.
Yeah, you got to get on one of these remixes, you know, remix Lil Wayne's song or something. That's what everybody's doing now.
Yeah, it's cool. Just Lil Wayne and Jay-Z just sampled an old Beastie Boys track on Jay-Z's last record.
Oh, Hello Brooklyn, right?
Hello Brooklyn. So that was kind of cool to hear those cats doing that.
Wow. Yeah, that is a good look. So we're about to wrap this up, MCA. Appreciate taking time out to talk to thelifefiles.com. Anything you want to say? Movie coming out June 27th, right?
Yeah, people should check it out. I think it's, you know, if you're into basketball, if you want to know more about the world of high school basketball, the top players in the world, it's definitely an interesting world to take a look at how high school ball functions and how these kids move from that world into the NBA. It's definitely an interesting subculture to look at.
You're right. And anything else you have coming up you want to talk about?
That's it. You know, working on new Beastie Boys record. Got this film coming out on Friday. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for taking time out, man. We appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you.
Michael Mays signing off. TheLifeFiles.com.